welcome to The Natural View. I'm Maggie Jaqua. I'm the content director of Whole Foods Magazine, and I'm here with my co-host, Todd Polly of 24 Stories Marketing. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Maggie.
Well, we have a special guest today as we're continuing our leadership focus. We have Scott Sensenbrenner. He's the president and CEO of Enzymedica. Welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be joining you folks today. I'm excited to share the story.
Yes. Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
So as our viewers know, in our July 2022 issue of Whole Foods Magazine in print and online, we have a spotlight on, you know, some of the best and brightest in the natural products industry sharing what makes their companies so successful. And now we're going to dive a little deeper with Scott to learn about Enzymedica and what he has going on. So I'd like to just start kind of at the beginning. You are an industry veteran. You've been around the block in this industry. Can you tell us what led you to the industry?
You know, it was a unexpected kind of path in my life. And that, you know, out of a college, I, you know, was in a marketing, and I focused on public relations and journalism. And long story, but you know, I started working for a advertising agency, and I worked with a number of very large, you know, call them Fortune 500 type companies. And I'd get so passionate about what I was doing, but after, you know, you would create a product or a brand, you kind of handed it off. And long story short was I wanted to focus on one industry that I could really get behind. And this was way back in the 90s, and there was an opportunity with a company called Enzymatic Therapy that a lot of your audience may recall, and they were looking for someone to lead their marketing. And that really began my journey, you know, with Enzymatic Therapy. And, you know, for those of you who recall that company, you know, when I was there, we had an amazing team, but we launched, call it probably 4 to 6 out of the top 10 products in the natural product industry. In fact, one of the first projects that I worked on was a product called called GS500, which was the original glucosamine. And that led me to really see that, my gosh, I'm not just marketing widgets. I am literally behind and involved in changing people's lives and bringing them healthier solutions, healthier options. And I never looked back. It became this kind of, you know, unknown opportunity of that led to my greatest passion in life.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's common for so many of us in terms of working day to day, but having a sense of larger purpose, doing that, stepping through with those daily tasks, that it makes them all a little more meaningful. You know, I'm wondering, you know, as a longtime leader in the industry, how do you take that, you know, deeper sense of mission and convey that to your team? Like, what's your mindset? Or do you have any mottos that you share with your team? How do you pull those newcomers, especially, into that sort of mindset to help them, you know, not only get the satisfaction of working on something important, but also motivating them to succeed?
You know, it's there's a lot of ways to answer that, you know, and, you know, I like to think of in analogies. And when I'm talking to, you know, someone who is kind of new to the industry, you know, there's something that happened to me back in my 20s, and I was on this long flight, and I was sitting next to this couple. They were an older couple in their 80s, and they were farmers. And I asked the gentleman, and I said, you know, what's the one thing in life, if you could be me, what is the one thing in life that you would be saying to yourself? And he said to me, he said, you're going to blink and you're going to be me. In other words, you know, you're going to go from, you know, my youth to 80 something years old. And he said, and in that reflection, you know, think of what is your legacy that you're going to leave behind. And so that always resonated with me. And And so throughout my life, I've often reflected on that. And I very consciously think that, you know, what am I doing that is going to be lasting when I'm gone? And that's a core aspect to the passion of why I'm in the natural product industry. Because, you know, take like a products that I've been involved in. I was very intimate in building the CoQ10 market years ago. Well, doctors weren't behind it. And, you know, I went for my annual checkup and my doctor was recommending CoQ10 to me. So, you know, that's a example of legacy that, you know, no, I was very young when that CoQ10 market, when we were evolving it, I mentioned glucosamine also, right? So it's a lot of people, I think, in this market, if you're coming into it, what you're doing today is your legacy, right? And it is going to improve thousands of lives, if not millions of lives go forward. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at Enzymedica, we take it to a whole nother level where it is ingrained in our culture. And I call it Enzymedica for people and planet. And so we are very actively engaged as a company and our employees at making sure that we're giving back to other people or the planet in both our products, but also in various nonprofits that we're actively involved with.
Yeah, we talk in the article about some of these efforts that you have going on. And I love that the employees, the whole team is so involved in this. Several really interesting initiatives. The Rare Bear, we talk about that. That is so great. Do you want to tell us about some of the things you have going on?
Yeah, I brought one to this.
Oh, nice.
This is a unicorn. And you know, I've got a particular passion for helping, especially women and children in crisis situations. And you know, for me, there's individuals in this world that do need help. And it's easy to look the other way. And so we were very active in supporting rape and crisis centers and in supporting them. And then, you know, separately, I learned of this nonprofit called the Rare Bear Project. They're based out of Africa. You know, it is a village in Africa, and these women have been abused in their lives. And I learned of their story that to feed themselves and their children, they learned how to knit these wonderful animals. And I said, my gosh, we gotta get involved in this. So, you know, we literally have these women in Africa knitting these animals, and they send it to us in pallets. And then we bring them to the crisis centers here. And when the children come into these centers, they're afraid and frightened. And I wanted them to have some positive energy, something that shows that the world is a good place. And so they get to select one of these animals. And, you know, I'll never forget when we first did this, I was there and there was we had just brought the animals. The gate opened, a car came in, a little boy walked out. He was maybe, I think, 7, 8 years old, and he went in. Well, about a half an hour later, I got a text message of a photograph of that young boy holding a zebra. Now, the sad story of that boy was on that day, his father shot and killed his mother and then took the gun on himself. So, you know, that child was looking at the world as just being imploded. And that small thing that those women did, and then, you know, Enzymedica bring it to him, gave him hope. And so, you know, that's just one example. You know, it's you know, we could go do an entire segment on this, I think. But, you know, also we created, I learned of, that 50% of the oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean reefs, and over 50% of our world reefs have been bleached and are gone. They're and by 2050, it's going to be 75%. And I learned of a nonprofit called Moat Marine that was developing reef restoration. They needed funding. And a big part of why we created our Aquabiome product line was that it's the finest fish oil in the world and the purest to improve the human microbiome. But at the same time, every time that we're selling that, we are funding a whole team of marine biologists, and they're reestablishing the only reef system in the continental United States. And that reef system will be here 200 plus years from now. So getting back to the question of the employees, I very actively discuss this with our company, that whether you're in the shipping department or customer care, or you're in marketing, whatever you do for Enzymedica, or you're one of our retail partners, or you're a consumer, every time a bottle of Aquabiome sells, you literally are leaving a legacy that will exist in the ocean for your great grandchildren to enjoy that reef and breathe the oxygen, purely because of what we did with the Aquabiome product line.
That's amazing. You know, you hear about some companies are just kind of paying lip service. You know, yes, we did something nice because we know people want to believe and we check the box, but the layers, the ripple effect of what the good that you're doing and how you're seeing, thinking it through of the different, you know, people that is helping all along the path is just really beautiful. And I love that. So thank you for that. It's really nice.
It all goes back to where, you know, we have a very short life, and it's what you, you know, it's your own decision as to what you're going to do with your life. And you can either make a difference or not. And Enzymedica is one big family that is all about the circle of trying to make that small impact on the world that we can.
Yeah. Amazing. And just, you know, this is kind of an echo of what you said, Maggie, but the fact that you decide to jump in first, it sounds like, especially with the Rare Bear initiative, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your business. It's not like a pay-per-play sort of thing. I love that you're just like, these people need help, let's do it. The karma from that or whatever it may be will kind of pay itself down the road. And I think that's absolutely commendable. I'm wondering, you know, as you do these things, and you mentioned just a minute ago about it, it makes the team more of like a family. You're in this together. You're looking broader than your business. And I'm wondering how that affects when you guys come up against challenges.
I wish I could show you a picture of the wall in our conference room. I've got a very large quote by Bob Roskamp, who's a amazing philanthropic individual, and he's changed millions of lives. But I have his quote on the wall, and he says, many of life's greatest challenges are disguised as opportunities. It's what you do about it that makes all the difference. That is in the wall of our, you know, I really call it our strategy room rather than conference room. And so every time that we run into obstacles, we don't look at it as a problem. We look at it as, okay, what's the opportunity here? What can we do to be better? You know, as a company, as a brand, in our products, and so it's part of just our overall DNA as a company. But also, you know, we have everywhere throughout Enzymedica other. A large sign that says beliefs, behaviors, and results. And in the middle of that, it's called coaching and positive reinforcement. So we are very focused on making sure that everyone who works at Enzymedica, rather than saying, you know, what's your results, what's your KPIs, what's your numbers, we focus on what are your beliefs, and do you share in the same mission that we believe in? Because that motivates you to want to be better, to want to do more, to help us advance the mission, and the results simply come from that, right? You know, so we are a very different company that, you know, I've been involved in some of the top brands. I've run one of the largest nutraceutical manufacturers in our industry. You know, my prior role was with Thorne Research, built that to become the number one professional, you know, market company. So I've seen the industry from multiple channels. And Enzymedica, I wanted to build this company to take the best of all, but then at the same time, be true to the spirit of the natural product industry of why we're all here. And it's not about making a quick buck. It's about, no, we're here to change lives and everything we do. And that's our purpose.
I love that.
I love that too. I wanted to ask you, I know there's a book that really helped inform your leadership style, and it's called Good to Great. I was wondering if you could just say what was so impactful about that book. And then also if you have any other great resources, because I'm sure people would be interested in checking out, you know, these tools that you've used to help get you to where you are.
Yeah. Good to Great came to me. I was, you know, years ago, I was with a company called Perrigo, and it was a large multi-billion-dollar company. And the CEO, I forget, I think he might've been college roommates or something like that with Jim Collins, who was the author of Good to Great. And so he invited him to meet with a select group of us. I was in my early, I think 30s at the time. And so, you know, I spent an afternoon with Jim Collins, and it changed my life, because when you're younger, you know, you're thinking of, okay, I got to prove myself. I got to be visible. I'm trying to go up the ladder. You're building your career. And he shifted my mindset to know, instead, a real leader is never about themselves. A real leader is someone who can recognize their own weaknesses. And then it's your job to identify and find people and circle yourself with people that are better than you. And your job is to be the resource to get out of their way so that, and to coach them so that they can be successful. And that shifted my mindset that leadership is about a community. And it's about positive reinforcement. It's about coaching. It's about having the right resources, making mistakes and learning from them. But the other thing that I gained from Jim Collins, and it's all in his book, Good to Great, he talks about the different levels of a leadership. Leaders that are about themselves as individual, those companies become elastic and they begin to break. Because if it's about one person, only one person can do so much. And so we try to be the opposite of that. We're very bottom up, we're not top down. But the other aspect that I learned from Jim is really know your purpose as a company. And don't try to, chase opportunities because you can make a quick dollar. Instead, know your purpose, don't deviate from it, and be the best at it. And that's what I've really integrated into Enzymedica is, you know, we are the market leader by a huge margin in enzyme supplementation, and we are a market leader in natural digestive health. And there's no other company that can come close to matching us in our science, the quality, the formulas. I would challenge any company out there because, you know, we methodically search the planet over for finding solutions that are compatible with this mission of Enzymedica. And in the case of digestive health, there's a lot of items we can launch. I refuse to launch them because we haven't found the best yet, right? So it's DNA is the appropriate word of us. We're a very different company. We do not compromise. And I go head to head against any competitor in anything we do, because of that overarching purpose.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's such a, I don't know, you're putting this out there in such a matter-of-fact way, which I love. You know, you're true to your mission. I'm sure that you face opportunity all the time that comes up that might just in incremental amounts just bump you off a little bit, right? And there's something you could do over in this market or that market, and it would be profitable. You guys have the technology and the science to do it. So I think as a leader, just having the wherewithal to stay on that track has to be incredibly challenging. I'm wondering over the years how you've managed to do that. How do you stay so focused?
You know, for me, I have had the vision of what we do going back well over a decade. All of my prior experience was almost like pieces of the puzzle, and they all come together here at Enzymedica, you know, and so, once you see the picture, it's easy to stay within it. It's when you don't see the picture of who you are or what you want to be that you start to lose track or you lose focus. And that has been our ultimate success, you know, and one of the things that you don't see on the facing of the company, because, you know, you'll buy our products and it's a bottle and it's a package and there's pills, but one of the things that we do different than I think the majority of the market, if you go into any supplement company, you're going to find beautiful laboratories of what they're doing. But I'll challenge any of those labs. I can walk into any of them and I guarantee the majority of what they're doing in those labs, they're doing testing and quality and micro testing. We've got all of that. But what they're not really doing is pioneering R&D research. Mm-hmm. And that's a big difference going back to that mission and purpose that once you know it and understand it, well, you got to make sure every part of your company, and it's not just how beautiful that your label looks, you got to make sure even more important that what's inside of your product, that you're investing in cutting edge research that is improving the efficacy and the outcome for the consumers that we serve. And I know we are second to none in what we invest in, how we do our R&D and our technologies behind Enzymedica. So it is every aspect going back to the DNA of you know, call it Enzymedica is the body, and we're focused on every part of who we are to try to be the best that we can.
So what's on the horizon? What's coming up for Enzymedica as we start to move into 2023 here?
You know, again, we could do a whole other segment on this, but we have got some unbelievable cutting edge outcomes in our R&D that I just talked about that have never been seen by humankind before. And we're very focused on areas like the microbiome. And you'll hear a lot of discussion around the human microbiome. We have used the equivalent of what I would say the Hubble telescope at really looking at the human microbiome, and we have made new discoveries that are incredible. And so I can't say much more than that, but you're going to see a lot of that coming from us. You know, we are looking at not just, you know, how can we improve, you know, or how can we launch new products, but these technologies will be forevermore in all of our products, because we're constantly looking at, you don't just launch it and you make it the best, but as we learn new things, we're continuously making our existing products better and better and better. That's probably the biggest thing I think that the audience can really look forward to Enzymedica is know that we're number one for a reason. And our continual innovation strategy is always going to be one step ahead of everyone else.
All right. So some of these new developments you've just talked about, I think that's the most compelling enticement I've heard to stay tuned and see what happens in 2023. So you definitely get the award for that. That's amazing. And we can't wait to hear more about it. As we come up on time here, any final thoughts on leadership, the company, anything else you want to share, or do you think we've covered it?
You know, I think we covered the most of it. It's I think from a leadership perspective, reverse your thinking of top down. It's not about you. It's about your team, and listen to your team, because, you know, your team is in action every day and they know what they do better than you. And if they don't, you've got the wrong team, right? And, you know, make sure that you provide them with the resource and keep the highway open so that they can be successful. I think relative to anyone in the natural product industry, now more than ever, don't compromise in anything you do. You don't have to. It's our industry is too fragile to do otherwise. You know, we're not about pushing out pills because you can make another dollar. Our industry, the true natural product industry, is about changing lives. And I'm on the advisory board of the American Nutrition Association, which is the ANA. It's very similar to the AMA for the medical doctors. We've got this ground force and naturopathic doctors that are really the fuel to the marketplace to help perpetuate us moving forward. And so, you know, I think it's time for the industry to come together and be one and be better than we ever have before.
Excellent. Well, you have certainly inspired us, given us a lot to think about, things that we can put into practice right away in our own work. So thank you. It has been our honor to talk to you.
Thank you very much.